Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Were you like in a catcher's position?
Yes,
like
catcher's position. Down? Yes.
Oh. Shirtless, shorts.
When was the last time you were in a catcher's position?
Oh, so
jail, long ago. Wasn't it?
With a
You know what you need? You need a Cisco telepresence robot. Yes. You log into it from Florida and you just start creeping around Podcast Village. You don't have to tell anybody that you're there. The telepresence robot just rolling around, creeping up behind your Mayan partner there, maybe catching Rob in his favorite room, the kitchen. But anyway, love you, Mike. Say hi to everybody for me.
All that and more, the Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, I've lost a piece of paper.
The papers.
I've lost a piece of paper regarding the opening of the show, which Ooh. I really like to have.
At least it wasn't
very frustrating.
A deed
that is no problem. That is no problem.
You still have all your savings bonds, though.
I can fix it.
Is it the piece of paper that has the show open on it?
Are savings bonds digital now?
I don't think so.
Today's the 17th, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're digital now.
I think it's National Hot Dog Day, Mike.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm happy for you.
That usually falls on the 17th.
All right. So at the end of yesterday's show, I asked Oscar Santana. I said, "What's you seem
yes,
out of sorts, and you seemed very logy throughout the show. Not in a way that was like something I would have mentioned in the middle of the show because it wasn't that dramatic. But then
you guys were talking a lot."
No, you're welcome in any day. Now, don't put it that way.
No, because you can hop in any time, pal. That's fair. That was, I think, Monday. It was a lot of food, and I stepped back a little bit.
Well, no, but you step back sometimes with content. Yes. But this is a particular. This was just you being, you know, the RBF for most of the show.
I was in pain.
Resting bitch face for most of the show, and then I can't see you clearly. I can see you clearly, but not clearly enough where I could tell. And then did you notice anything when he came in yesterday?
No, I was excited that he was piping down. Yeah. I like when he hangs back.
Yeah, I remember in the afternoon
when he mentioned he had a black eye.
Well, you know what?
Did that surprise you?
It did surprise me, but now I can see the swelling and I also see there's a little bit of bruising there.
Yes.
You would see it. You know what? The thing that people need to know that with the way you see us is not in our one shots. We have a feed to you that we share, so you don't have a close up of Oscar.
Well, also on camera,
yes.
There's makeup. Shannon puts makeup on me.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I had the cameras you guys had, I'd probably put makeup on.
And we all need makeup, but Mike.
I have the Logitech. Which,
not me.
You know.
I'm like Clark Gable.
Do you put makeup on?
No, never. Mm-mm.
No. Well, now, why do you say it like that?
The beard is fake.
Is it your quest never to be attractive to the opposite sex again in your lifetime?
No.
Or what?
That is brutal.
God, who needs? I don't know. I can give you the best makeup story I've ever gotten if I digress a little bit.
Please.
Down on the mall, years and years and years and years ago, I'm walking on the mall, have no idea what I was doing downtown, but I was there like on the mall, like walking across the grass for some reason. I know there was some event because Entertainment Tonight was down there. And I remember walking by the set.
Well, now I know why you were there.
No, I walked by the set of Entertainment Tonight.
Mary Hart, it's me.
I look up at Mary Hart. I have never, ever seen. She looked nothing like she looks on TV.
Really?
The amount of makeup that they had on, and I think if you went to any national television the amount of makeup required for them to be camera ready is stunning.
Yeah.
Is thick.
It is caked on.
It is clown-like. It's stunning to have,
I heard
to me how much makeup
Stephen
they had.
Colbert talking about when he did the Letterman show towards the end of the Letterman show. He said the whole thing went well, except he stopped in his tracks when he saw Dave on camera. I'm sorry, on stage, because Dave looked orange in real life. He said there was so much makeup on David Letterman that it threw him when he came out on stage.
So
And he probably has the same amount of makeup on now when he's doing his regular TV.
Probably,
show.
Yeah.
So the only thing, and let me clarify, I put a matting cream on practically every day. So there's not so much shine.
A matting cream?
Yes, it's a matting cream. Uh-huh. But my wife took care of my eye for the last 4 days.
Yeah.
Because it looked pretty bad when it initially happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain has started to subside, finally.
A lot of pressure.
So at the end of the show, I just noticed that he's Logie. I don't see anything on his face. I don't see on his face. The
problem has to do with
But face. I said to Oscar, you all right? You seem like
I was taking pills.
Today.
I was also taking pills.
And he normally, Oscar will say, no, I'm fine, and I don't care enough to linger. So I'm like, bye. And so
I don't care enough to linger.
Well, I don't. I mean, if he says fine, I ask somebody who's fine. Oscar and I have been getting along. You and I have been getting along. It's not like there's any major, so I move on. But Oscar doesn't. Oscar volunteers this story about a doorknob and sitting up. So my question to you, Rob Spiewak, was your initial reaction to that like mine, which is there might be more to the story than that, but I didn't want to dwell on it yesterday.
No, my initial reaction is that it's it is definitely drenched with comedy because it's standing up into a doorknob.
It's not something you want to share with the world.
Yeah, and it's certainly not usual.
I certainly didn't share that with you guys early in the show.
And this is why I'm me and you're you. Because I heard a story that I would have told if I was covering up for some sort of altercation that resulted in a damage to my eye.
But
I
would still
saying
like to
something
have...
wrong to the wrong person, be it stumbling up a flight of stairs onto, and you're like, I thought it was just to be funny.
I'm trying
to have a little content that's controversial.
Now, listen, can I
Mr. Vanilla
myself?
Milkshake, for once in your life, if you could help me out, but go ahead. What are you going to say?
I was going to say that it was a funny story that I was surprised he did not tell it on the air because hitting your eye on the doorknob.
I didn't think it was a funny story.
Oh, I thought it was very funny.
I thought it was a bland story that I needed to do a deeper dive on, and that's why I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, he's doing the surgery on the story.
The surgery.
Because when I heard that, you don't want to know why?
Yeah.
I've been in that situation. I've been in that situation where I have a 4-inch, slit across my nose.
Yeah.
And somebody says, what happened? Oh, it was incredible. I was playing with my daughters and they threw an anvil at me.
An anvil?
No, you know what I mean? When the truth is, it's like, I'm coming! I'm coming to bed! Right into the door.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Bit where he couldn't tell the producers that he fell and hurt his
because
finger.
Of his closeted alcoholism.
Yes.
That he's trying to keep
Oscar
a secret.
I wish that was the case.
Oscar and I don't share a lot in common, but there are certain things we share in common. Oscar and I kind of like to go pretty hard when we go.
Yes,
I'm not a faller.
I've just never been a faller.
Well, you have been.
I believe it. You've seen him fall?
Yeah, I've seen him on the ground.
Wait, I didn't know that. You've seen him fall?
I've seen, there's actually photographic evidence somewhere on Facebook of trying to get you in a car
after
Jimmy.
That's when my back was out.
Are you talking about in real life? Oscar's not a faller in drunk life. He's a lie downer in drunk life.
That's true.
He's a gently lie down. Remember when we were in Cleveland and he lay down on the pool table and I hit him in the back of the thighs with the pool cue. ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mike O'Meara
show. I completely forgot about that.
I have not.
It's on video. It's one of the great moments of my life. Right
and I
there.
Bet, you know what? I bet that would require some makeup. But on the back of his thighs.
If he was a porn star.
Yeah.
No, body makeup.
I've seen, you know what? He did lay down in the grass, but it was a very vigorous lay down because it was prompted by a lack of balance.
So he fell or not?
He did fall. He fell on his back on the grass.
I
did
not fall. I've seen it.
Come on. We were helping you.
This is leading Jimmy's. I remember you were putting me into the car.
Yeah.
And you're putting me in the car because I could not bend.
Right.
To get into the car because I had a bad back.
And then when we got you out of the car for a second try, you fell.
I laid down.
He fell. Well, he laid down pretty f***ing fast.
Was he Was he drinking?
I stole.
Yes.
Yeah, it was after Jimmy's. Yeah, it was after
course.
Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
All right. Rob, you got to tweak your mic a little bit. It sounds like it's everybody in the back of the room.
Okay, you got it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, when you told that story, it was too...
Well, this is what's great.
Lying down and hitting a doorknob didn't make sense
Monday morning. Well, lying down didn't happen. Standing up and hitting a doorknob.
Is it your right eye, by the way?
It's my right eye. Yes. My right eye.
I can tell now as I'm looking.
So
I'm guessing that Shannon didn't spend as much time on makeup.
Here's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. And what you, I didn't. Yeah,
and what you don't realize is, and I think I've said this like as a throwaway, is my left eye is terrible. Like I have terrible astigmatism in my left eye.
I didn't know that.
And my right glasses. And my right eye is number one. Like this guy is the VIP. If you're gonna anoint any of my eyeballs, this is the guy that can't go.
Okay.
So when the swelling happened, two things happened. The pain comes from the impact.
Right.
Like the next morning, and Shannon's like, well, we got to put some makeup on it. We did that. Actually, on Friday, I have the makeup on. You could probably tell if you really look.
How painful is it like with the application of the makeup? Is it so sensitive that when she touches makeup to it, it hurts?
On Friday, it did.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty sensitive.
Okay. So yes. When did the injury occur? Was it Thursday night?
No, it was. It was, I would say,
just said Friday put the makeup on.
I would say.
Okay, come on, mister.
I'll
be like Scott and Bailey.
This is the problem.
Would it surprise you, Mr. Santana, if I told you that occurred on Thursday night?
We have.
Right after you normally do your festive Big O and Duke show.
And this is actually going to be.
We don't do Thursdays anymore.
This is going to be a good Scott and Bailey story because you're going to get to use the word knob.
No, yeah, their interviewing techniques. I've learned a lot about how they do. All right, go ahead. So when did the injury happen?
Did you have the injury through the weekend?
Through the weekend.
Yeah, because we didn't know about it until you. I think he might have said he did it on Monday originally. I'd have to review the tape.
That's regardless, I hit my. So my.
By the way, really Maddie and Pony are welcome to join.
Figure it out. Monday, I went to the ophthalmologist right after the show because it was hurting so bad. I thought there was a problem, and my vision was impaired. Like it's because my.
So you're pivoting to the injury itself. I'm just trying to find out how the injury occurred
and when it occurred.
That's the and when exactly.
Okay, I would say Thursday evening, if I can recall.
You
correctly.
Would say,
yes.
I would think that with a severe injury, would it surprise you to know, Mr. Santana? That's the way they do it on Scott and Billy.
Well,
that
I really
the
didn't,
injury.
I didn't think it was that bad when it happened. Yeah, I thought it was dumb.
But when you brought it up after the show yesterday, he said. I might get a black eye. And I said, that sometimes happens. It sometimes takes 24 hours for that to happen. And he concurred.
I'm not listening
May I bring the other principals in there? Who's available for a conversation?
Right now we have Pony and we have Maddie as well.
And Johnny.
Maddie.
But let's not talk to Johnny.
Of this injury at all? Well, are you aware?
I distinctly remember yesterday when you asked Mike, Oscar said, oh yeah, it happened yesterday.
Yeah,
so
that's what
puts
I thought
it
too.
At Monday.
Ooh. And that's 4 days away from Thursday.
One of those days.
So not like a 12-hour mess. You know, it's a 4-day mess.
If an injury had occurred on Thursday, why would you say it occurred on Monday? And I'm confused.
I honestly do not remember what I said. I'm just telling you what happened.
That's fine. Yes. I'm asking once again. I don't doubt
I was probably thinking about going to the ophthalmologist on Monday that I actually went to the doctors.
Fine.
That's what I was
thinking.
So
the injury, you suffered with this injury through the weekend.
Through the weekend. But I called my brother, who's not an ophthalmologist, and said, hey, how does this look to you? This is a couple days old. And he said, go to the ophthalmologist. And as we know, it's hard to get any type of appointment in America these days.
Yeah.
I actually went to a different ophthalmologist. That's how worried I was about it because I didn't know if this was an injury that something needed to be sucked out or. If there was pus or whatever else
happens. So the
injury
occurred on Thursday night.
Thursday evening, I would say.
You should have gone to the Apple store where they have the eye doctor.
This is the thing. I'm working on the door outside our house, this metal wrought iron grate.
Yeah, it's a storm door.
Yes, storm door.
Here we go. Because that when you talk about not listening, this was post-show when I hardly listened to anybody, as you know.
Right.
My conversations with both you guys are, okay, is there anything else going on? Okay, thank you very much.
His shirt never touches his back, and he's gone.
Not really, but I mean, I when I'm done, I'm done. I like to be, bye-bye. But the thing about it is you were explaining, I thought, did you envision him lying on a couch or something and then getting up and hitting a door?
I envisioned it as a Monday evening encounter with a door inside his house.
Right.
That he was trying to fix, and he stood up, and he grazed. And I also, in my
eyes.
You heard
the fix part. I didn't hear the fix part.
And in my eye, he was doing something that required him fixing the base of the door.
That
does link up, although I still can't explain the 96-hour discrepancy, but we know that. Also, the thing is, I also envision somehow not a doorknob, but a door handle. Like you might put in a house for an older person. Because otherwise, I mean, you can bonk yourself with a doorknob, but there's more edges on a handle.
So Thursday night or Thursday evening.
Yes. Thursday evening.
No alcohol involved in the
evening. No, not at all. Oh, not at all. I wish it was.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, my dream scenario would be, all right, so, you know, because I'm always the one that gets accused.
You stumble
of,
down the stairs
the
and bust your eye up. Yeah, that would be.
You land on your
possible.
Eye.
Yes.
Or, no, better than that. You know what the one that I would love with? You know, it's like, well, that's because you don't have any idea what's going on, Todd. Todd, I'm sick of your having it. Todd's bigger and he's taller.
Yeah.
I don't picture Todd and Oscar ever exchanging
I saw Todd on Friday night and I saw Rob Mayer on Friday night.
Yeah, but I bet you didn't see them very clearly.
Yes. None of them mentioned my eye.
By the way, Todd Moore for a future. We have to book Todd Moore because I want to talk about the storming of Area 51.
Yeah.
Which he is now on
board. He's all in.
And that's something we don't have to touch politics. We can get right into storming Area 51.
Todd has gotten so weird. I'm thinking if he was to storm Area 51, he might find relatives.
Let's go in and get the alien.
Hey,
all right, so you're working
Uncle Bernie
outside on your front door.
Yes, and I'm on this little brick stoop.
Now, I've been to your house, so I can envision this.
Yeah, it's a little
What
guy.
Are you doing for your tiny door to the tiny?
This is probably breaking news to anybody that's ever bought an old home. The door now is cockeyed, so it doesn't shut all the way.
The wooden door?
No, the wrought iron door.
Oh, the storm door has
been iron door.
It's been badly hung.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Or the house is settling in a weird way.
Yeah, you know, really,
Did
Mike,
not
the,
think about that,
the storm door
that.
Storm door might be the only thing that's level.
Oh, I mean, in my old house, in my old house up here, the family home, early on in my life, we couldn't shut doors because the house was settling and curving and crunching and
I hadn't thought
the
about
swelling
that.
Of the
I
wood.
Really thought that
warping.
Yeah,
I thought there was warping, and I was trying to figure out a way to shim it so it would close.
Spock, let's warp. Well, all right, go ahead. Yeah.
So
what happened to your eye?
I bring out a few tools. Like I can rehang a door in the dusk of DC evening. Like
what tools
I
can did you that. Bring out?
I brought a screwdriver, a drill, a hammer,
blender.
And then like a rubber mallet to just start banging on the door.
Belt sander.
Right.
So
right.
I got the door to close after some time to actually shut.
Food saver, storage bag.
To shut.
Yay, dry clothes.
And I was so excited that it actually shut.
GLH, can of GLH, great looking hair.
Great looking hair.
That I shot up.
Jetstream oven.
Were you lying flat on your back?
No,
or
no.
Were you
I was crouched. I was crouched down.
Oh, see, I can't do that. I'm jealous like, right there.
Crouching tiger.
Were you dragon. Like in a catcher's position?
Yes,
like
catcher's position.
Down.
Yes.
Oh.
Shirtless, shorts.
When was the last time you were in a catcher's position?
Oh, so
jail,
long ago.
Wasn't it?
With the. You know what? Oh boy, we didn't have to manage time a little better today. Rob would have been opening the show with that one. You're in a crouching position in jail. So you're crouching down, trying to what? Deal with a hinge or something? Or
no, not with the hinge was. I thought originally the problem. I thought I could address that, and I realized that this is something for a real man with skills. So I said, as long as I could pull the door up or push the door up and push it in so it closes flat.
So essentially you've turned your door into like a medicine jar.
Yes.
Like a safety cap. Yeah. You have to lift and push.
All right. So you're why did you shoot up from the crouching position?
Because I was excited that I got it to shut.
Oh, okay. All right. And then that's when you caught
and
the doorknob.
And I
door
ran
knob.
Right into the doorknob. Like
is it a knob or a handle?
It's a brass, like a pure brass. I had to special order this thing. Knob.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yes.
Now,
so,
was the shooting up, perhaps, because I know this.
Yeah.
When I'm even in remotely a crouching position, which really is a bend from the waist with the knees partially bent, and I get my weight low enough, I spring up simply to maintain balance.
I'm
was
sure there was probably
it?
A lot of that.
To like kind of not stumble.
There
and
was excitement also
up.
For the task being done. But I could see I shooting it. Up to make sure you got your balance. I could get that. I guess the upside is this. I go to the dermatologist and I mean, not dermatologist, the ophthalmologist. I'm sorry. Ophthalmologist. And she looks at me
and says, there's nothing wrong with your skin.
Stop. Let him. Come on.
And says,
can't you resist? Can't you resist?
It's tough. It's very tough.
I know what it is.
And says, you getting a fight? I was like, no, I didn't get in a fight. I ran into a doorknob. She goes, are you sure? And then I said, because I've never seen this lady, right? Yeah. She doesn't know who I am. I'm a new patient.
She's just like your boy.
Yeah. Hey. And I said, no, I need to get back to work. Is there anything you can give me, or do you need to suck this thing out with something? I don't know what you guys have to do.
It's that puffy?
Yeah, and I said, it's impairing my vision. Like, that's what I'm concerned that there's some serious damage done. Like
maybe you broke chipped the orbital bone?
Thank you. Something.
Yes.
And we break down the progression of the injury, and she goes, here's some cream. It'll help the swelling go down. Come back in a week if it's still a problem. And I was like,
it looks
all
okay.
That for that? Right?
It looks it'll okay. Be, a little black
it'll be,
and blue?
It'll be better. It'll be better. It'll be better soon enough. The cream actually, really helped. The cream really helped.
I went on to WebMD about doorknob injuries, and this is what I got for WebMD.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
There it is. That's the Pete Johnson.
Use the cream.
Right there. Use the cream.
Use the cream, Oscar.
Use the
everybody,
salve.
All the editors. Salve. Some of the editors at work like really came up to me like, hey, man, did you get in a fight?
And first like, thing I thought.
I was like, does it make me look tough?
It was the like, first thing I thought.
They're like, I was
it's
like,
the first thing I thought.
Well, the weird thing is on Friday down at Podcast Village, Shannon had a sock full of nickels. She's just swinging it around.
Yeah, I wish she did, but she didn't. He hit the doorknob.
Yeah, he did.
All right. No. Well, that answers the question. Yeah. I'm glad we had that little inquisition. Yes. Mike O'Mara Show. Boring. Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You want to know how my uncle Eddie met my Aunt Mary?
Walked right up to her like a sock hop. Then he asked her if she wanted to dance with him, like if she wanted to twist.
I bet you he swing danced her.
Bet you think it ends there. It doesn't. Guess who walks into the sock hop like he owns the place? Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll. Walks right up to Aunt Mary and says he ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Oh, tight spot for Uncle Eddie's.
What'd Uncle Eddie do?
Walks right over to the king of rock and roll, puts him on his ass.
Wow, Uncle Eddie.
Next thing you know, in walks the Rat Pack with Chuck Berry and the Beach Boys, who hadn't broken yet but were making a name for themselves as California street toughs. Guess what? All good buddies with Elvis.
No.
He's a goner. Gotta be.
Think again. Uncle Eddie gets a tap on his shoulder. Voice says to him, he says, hey, kid, need a hand? Guess who? You heard Johnny Cash?
The man in black himself.
Hey, you better believe it's the man in black. And he's with his good pals, John Wayne and James Brown, who don't take shit off anybody.
Everybody knows that.
If you want to throw hands at James Brown, I'm sorry you're a goner. Everybody knows that.
But they're still outnumbered. So guess who shimmies over in a real bad mood?
Who?
Little Richard. Gotta be.
Hey, you better f***ing believe it's Little Richard. He's with his good pal, Bing Crosby, and that's pre-White Christmas when he's still on the bottle and a nasty drunk. So you know what's on now.
Look out.
So f***ing Buddy Holly walks over and Bertuzzi's Uncle Eddie, right? Next thing you know, Ray Charles has got Buddy Holly in a rear naked. Buddy Holly's tapping. Ray Charles says, no way. It's not how this ends. Cash is over there, armbar and Sinatra. Sammy Davis Jr. switched sides halfway through the fight. He's got Dean Martin in an omoplata.
Well, where's Uncle Eddie's?
Uncle Eddie's freshly transitioned from a triangle choke in favor of a full mount. He's got Brian Wilson down ready to serve the final blow and someone catches his fist. Guess who? Johnny Cash. He says, hey, kid, we got this from here. Go get your girl. He scoops her up in his arms. Fireman carries her out of there to applause from the sock hoppers to clear a path for them. Takes her for a f***ing milkshake, like a real man. So next time you're thinking about texting a girl to ask her out on a date, why don't you stop and think?
About what?
About the glory you're leaving on the table.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our episode of Frozen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. A worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Flemington, New Jersey to Tempe, Arizona, from Austin, Texas to Krakow, Wisconsin, from Webster, New York to Yonga, Veracruz, Mexico.
Mike O'Mara
Show is on now, and we're delighted to be with you. Everything working okay?
We're good. We're here.
That was that might have been me like shifting charging cords around a little bit, but that happens. Our show today brought to you by Noom.
Yes.
Let me explain the way our 2 mile walk goes yesterday.
Ooh.
with your boy trying to get back on track and get some steps in. Mrs. O'Mara is quoting Noom to me.
Yes.
The whole way. talking about the different strategies and the different ways.
Great
it
tips.
Is truly, very strong. She is all in. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Now, I get my Noom through my wife. I do. That is, she's literally coaching me based on the Noom coaching of her. It knows you're human. No food is good, bad, or off limits. If you go off track, there's no shaming, just tips to help you get back on track tomorrow. And thanks to your goals specialist and the Noom community, you're never alone. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. Writing down your food, keeping track of what you're eating, number one way, I think, to make sure you're staying on track. It literally is everything at a glance, and it works. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's N-O-O-M. Glad they're a sponsor today. They're top of mind. Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will ever need. As Rob Spiewak, I think, referenced on the show, we have yaks out the buttocks.
Stacks
we have
and
so
stacks
many yaks.
Of yaks.
From the shack.
A sea of average yaks that we are going to share with you today. I can guarantee you, based on the timing of the show, I will not get to the yaks today, all of them. It
okay.
just is impossible.
You have to put them back in the yak hopper.
Many, many, many. And there's an outside shot. Since I cannot get my computer to work today, I may not be able to do that. So let's chat for a minute while I figure out
sure.
how to
yaks are like stem cells. So. You can actually put them in as long as you have the right cauldron.
Yes.
They'll keep for about 2 years.
Okay.
The beginning of our Yak Shack today, I have to say, I have not put any kind of restriction on multiple calls. I don't want to start disciplining people on the yaks because I like
rules.
The free form of the yak. But I will tell you, when there are multiple calls, sometimes they're not sequenced properly, and I'll get one that was left at the beginning that's at the end. But I will tell you, I think I've done this to myself with Mike from Yuba. Or Steve from Yuba, or
think,
whoever the
I
guy
think
is
you 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 actually rewarded a series
Mike
of
from
calls.
Yuba.
But
yeah.
I'm not
and,
sorry.
That's right.
So we have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, then 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 8 of our first yaks are one person. Are 2 people. So 4 from 1, 4. It's repeat, repeat. Let's start.
Okay.
This guy, I believe, is from Brantford. I think it's Connecticut.
All right.
As we start the TMOS Yak Show.
Hey, Mike. It's Frank Robacker, your old high school peer.
Ooh.
Brantford, Connecticut. I'm just calling because...
I have to be full disclosure. I'm not trying to put the guy down or anything like that. But it's a tough pull for me. There are people I remember, names I remember. 90% of people, it's hard for me to remember.
Brantford close?
It's understandable.
Yeah, is Brantford close to your hometown?
Don't even know that answer. I'm sorry, I can't help. Let's go.
Wow.
2 a.m, which is an odd thing for me in the summer because I'm just got weird hours.
Thank
you. Teacher.
Okay.
But anyway. I'm going through all these.
By the way, not to nitpick, but I mean the weird hours because you're a teacher in the summer. It doesn't make sense that you would be up at either a summer school job or a regular teaching job where you would be up at 2 a.m. in the morning. It just does not seem
that's true.
That the weird hours would go. As a matter of fact, standard hours would go along with being a teacher where you're up early in the morning and you're
mm-hmm.
going home late in the afternoon.
Yes.
And then you're going to bed at a normal time. So I'm not trying to nitpick, Frank.
No.
But let's listen.
Supposed great shows on Netflix and I'm going through them and seeing if anything grabs me and
I will tell you this, it does sound like 2 a.m. in the morning.
It does. He's got that
it does, yeah.
timbre to his voice.
Frank from where
you think
I
he's dressed?
See now that put a different light on it.
Yeah, it does.
Noticing a lot of the stuff I've already seen before but haven't gotten through.
Okay. Point.
And all, that's all like really good stuff. But
one of the reasons that I began the Yak Shack was to ensure that the listeners are relaxed when they call in.
Yes.
That certainly is the case with Frank.
I'd rather just be watching your show. And
praise.
I'm gonna do right now.
I like that.
Go
praise.
And probably watch, probably, I would say, the 32nd. Show I've seen of yours on YouTube since I started doing this. a couple of weeks ago. So I'm addicted, and thank you, sir.
All right. I said, you know what? At the end, it was a long way to go. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, but he got to a nice compliment.
And he perked up a little at the end. Was that just me, or did he perk up a little bit? Yeah.
Yeah, and I certainly did not expect a second call.
Nice to meet you.
It's Frank from Brantford, Connecticut again. I took your advice, and I'm enjoying The Highwaymen. Kind of a slow start. I'm about 10 or 15 minutes into it. But I'm expecting good things because I... frequently share your opinion on music and movies.
Very nice of you. Appreciate
but my iPad just lost its freaking battery. So
thank you for sharing, Frank.
Really annoying.
Uh-huh.
So I just thought I'd let you know that.
Thank you.
And this is the first time I'm actually going to see something through and not feel like I need to go to YouTube and watch one of your older shows.
Hmm.
However, I will recommend Aziz Ansari's recent stand-up.
Yeah.
His recent stand-up.
Okay.
Was really good.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks a lot. Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. That's it. Thank you. All right.
You know who's blessed,
off to a great start. What's
that? Blessed are his students.
Yes,
because
I can
if he brings that fervor to whatever topic he teaches.
Yes.
Electricity in the classroom.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Call number three.
Hey, Mike.
Oh.
Frank from Brantford, Connecticut again. More little Michael on the show. Oh, my God.
Fine. Very nice.
Great. So sweet.
Very kind. Another
and
thought.
And just full of life and just awesome.
Thank you.
Love it every time he comes on the show.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Bye, Frank. Take care.
That was next a great call. Length of that call.
Much great length of the call. Time to get our next call.
This is Frank from Brantford again. Cool. Sorry you're not going to make the 60th on the 20th.
Yep, in, 20th of July. Yep, sorry.
For the Glastonbury people. But anyway,
right.
I'm going to make it this time. Last year I had the wrong date. That was embarrassing. just calling because I spent the night jamming out in New Haven, walking around, enjoying the night, and going to various bars, etc.
Yeah.
And the first thing I want to do when I get home is listen to your show on YouTube.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
That's
okay,
so nice.
You know what?
Nice.
Fine, thank you. And that's Frank. That's Frank. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
That's
I
also
appreciate it.
A call for a restraining order.
Let's take another call. I believe we're now moving on to guy number two.
Oh, okay.
First eight calls. Let's listen.
Hey, Mike. What's up, buddy?
Another TV record.
Boy down here in Kennebunk. This call's just for you. Sorry, Rob. Sorry, you chubby little Bolivian.
Oh,
hey,
chubby!
I just stumbled upon a TV show that I want to recommend to you. I'm assuming you get the same affiliates up there as we get down here.
What?
2 p.m. weekdays, the next rainy day.
Okay.
Find your Fox affiliate.
Uh-huh.
And there's a show called Caught in Providence. It's hilarious.
I'm like
loving it. Imagine Judge Judy if it was filmed using just a GoPro and a laptop from 1998.
Oh, yeah.
1998.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show. Caught in Providence.
Caught in Providence.
Yeah.
Fox, 2 p.m. All right, Mike, tell everybody I said hi.
Caught in Providence. I really am going to try to look
for it. That was a good call.
That sounds...
I'm going to look for it.
I've been to Providence. That town is a different type of town.
Absolutely. Well, I thought it was a one and done. Let's take another call.
Hey, Mike, your boy down in Kennebunk again.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, I checked out that British crime drama you've been talking about.
Scott
so
and Bailey.
The two checks there.
Yeah.
Cask and Flagon or whatever the hell it's called.
Cask and Flagon.
That's
no wonder
called.
You like it. That brunette is a smoke show.
Yes, she is.
A smoke show. She looks much better in that show than she does in that other show that you watch.
It does. Yes, she does.
So, not surprised. I have an idea.
Oh,
you know what you should do this winter?
What?
When bikini season is gone, have Carla grow her hair out, dye it dark brown, maybe put on 5 or 10 pounds, and you'll have a little clone on your hands. You can do little role playing events.
Okay. Right. It's getting weird.
Wow.
Just you know, got British
weird.
Crime.
Just got weird.
Somebody mugged a Bobby, that kind of thing. God, I'd love to see that. I'd buy a bonus show episode. Came complete with a picture of Carla dressed as a buxom British actress solving crimes.
What the hell?
With her little blonde friend.
Yeah.
A little blonde friend.
All right, boys.
Okay, calm down.
Mike.
He's close.
Tell everyone I said hi.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's his.
All right. And I was really, when I got done with that, I was very glad it was over. And
sure.
And decided to move on to call number 7.
Hey, it's your boy and Kenny Bunk. Hey, Mike, I'm sorry. This call's for Rob. Rob.
Oh.
I'm sorry, dude.
Okay.
I shouldn't have called you an obese theater queen. It was rude and hurtful. And I don't know why I did it. I feel awful. I, on the other hand, don't feel bad at all about talking about your little Mayan friend there, especially
Mayan.
Listening to Monday's episode.
Wow.
The way he was snapping at you for interrupting him. F him. Looks like he butters himself up with ghee before he gets on camera.
Okay. Do you get the impression perhaps he's progressing through his bottles?
His evening, as these yeah. calls
well, I are. Also got the impression that after the first call, and I think we all agree, his first call was a good length and the content was good.
Yeah,
he probably hung up and said, that went so well, we can't end it here.
I thought his catchphrase was also going to be, tell everyone I said hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. that's what's going to
let's
boost him to the stratosphere.
A few more seconds left on please, call number please. 7.
Oh, good. Round, shiny head. But anyway, Rob...
Very, you know, in this, especially with the news cycle of the last 48
yeah.
hours,
yeah.
you know, perhaps yeah. not a brown shiny head would
yeah,
be
a lot
something.
Of, a lot of Mayan.
Mayan and yeah, brown yeah. shiny. Mm. I protest, Kenny Bunkport.
I would say you're also ignorance.
Yes, ignorance. Yeah, yeah, amen.
I'm
amen.
Incan, if anything.
Yeah.
yeah if-
theater queen, you just happen to like the theater, and you carry in a couple extra pounds. All right, bud. I'll talk to you later. Tell Mike to tell everybody I said hi.
Oscar picked up on that. Oscar picked up on that. Let's go to call number 8. Thought he was done.
Yeah. Mike.
Oh.
It's your boy down in Kenny Bunk.
Yeah.
How's it going? I am, as we speak, paddling the Mouton River. Beautiful day. It's Monday. I'm listening to Friday's show. Hey, I've got a suggestion.
Like he's kayaking.
I know, unsolicited advice. I'm probably going to get this deleted before I even get it out. But
nope.
Anyway, you're talking about, you know, they're busting your chops again about not coming into Podcast Village because they want to show off and all that.
Right. You know, it's legit.
You got a little chubby Mayan and an obese theater queen there. What do you expect?
Yeah.
But anyway, you know what you need? You need a Cisco telepresence robot.
Yes, good advice.
For effect.
Good advice.
That baby just plugs in. It's charged. It's on its little dock, like one of those little robot vacs. You log into it from Florida, and you just start creeping around Podcast Village. You don't have to tell anybody that you're there. The telepresence robot just rolling around, creeping up behind your Mayan partner there, maybe catching Rob in his favorite room, the kitchen. Yeah, yeah, that's all I've got for you today. I don't want to fall.
Think he's going to say anything?
Paddleboarding isn't exactly as easy as they make a team on TV. But anyway, love you, Mike. Say hi to everybody for me.
On that note, we can take a break. You know what? Can I be honest with you? I had no idea they'd be that entertaining when I was screening them. I really didn't. I just I got to fly through these, so I'm not listening that.
I would have loved to have seen him standing in front of the sink full of water, creating the sound of him paddling.
Yeah, that's very possible.
It's like 1930s radio. He's doing dark shadows in his kitchen.
Oh man. Oh boy. For those haters out there, sorry. That's the X check. It ain't going anywhere. We'll take a break. Come back with more of your calls right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I used to be the life of the party. And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer. But then everything changed. I couldn't laugh, feel joy. I also couldn't maintain an erection, but that's unrelated, I guess. It was horrible until I found Lexapro Mara. Everything got good again when I subscribed to the Mike O'Mara bonus show.
Lexapro
listening
Mara.
To explicit content and hilarious insights, too raunchy for the usual show, got me out of my sad hole.
Lexapro. Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic lack of humor in your life? Lexapro Mara may be right for you.
Ow.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend Lexapro Mara, and the other doctor is a f***ing liar.
Subscribing to the Mike O'Mara bonus show has been said to cure ailments like male pattern baldness, gout, moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, and will expand your life by 40 plus years.
Subscribing to the bonus show is the single best thing you can do for your mental health. So do it today. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it now. Do it. And I promise to never talk about my sad hole ever again.
What the hell?
I can't. I am in pain, and it doesn't happen often. I have to stop smiling. That's between the yaks and that promo. Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Summertime.
Summertime.
Summertime. And living is easy.
The temperatures are rising, but conversely, mortgage rates are falling. The piano has been drinking.
No.
That's Tom Waits. Yes. Anyway, rates falling. That means perfect time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, low rates, baby. And Cornerstone can save you big bucks. So, whether you're buying a house or refinancing, you just want to get a little cash in your hand to make it a great summer, you got to act right now. While the market is still on your side, call Cornerstone. Do it. Here's the best part. The folks at Cornerstone First Financial are TMOS listeners just like you. If you don't understand the intricacies of high finance, no sweat. They do, just like you.
Sorry.
They'll make it a very good experience. Cornerstone First Financial. We love them. Inflationary pressure is going to push these rates back up to realistic levels before you know it, so it won't last. Act now. They are licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website or call them 866-625-1221. 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. All right, after those eight laboring calls that we received at the first part of the Yak Jack, it is time for I wrote the best compliment.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh.
Now, I go through these probably 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I don't remember why I said that. I hope it was legit.
Okay.
Because right now, based on the fact that I didn't like those yaks at the beginning, but I did on the show, who knows? Let's listen.
Mike, it's Rob from Stanford. I have to tell you, I'm driving down to Connecticut on Sunday. Let me tell you, the traffic is just fantastic. Anyways, I'm listening to the bonus show. I'm stopped in traffic. I got my windows down. I'm listening to the bonus show, and you guys are talking about the car that drives into Disneyland, and you played the Blues Brothers theme when they're driving in the mall. I unhinged my damn jaw. I was laughing so hard, the people around me with their windows down were giving me looks like, what is he on and how do I get some? You guys keep doing what you do, and I love you. Bye.
Thank you. Very
that
nice.
That is a good compliment. Yeah,
I like that. That's sweet. So we're talking about VIP service with a limousine that Oscar was mentioning, and then Rob played the Blues Brothers car chase scene in the shopping mall. If you've never seen it, probably the greatest car chase in the history of car chases in the movies, and they used real car. No CGI back in those days.
No, they used a real shopping mall, actually. They used found a real one that was closed down, and they tore it up.
Storefront windows just destroyed it. Spectacular, worth the whole movie, which is to me, it's about an average comedy. It's just
but the music is great.
I
think the parts of it make up for the entire presentation because the music is really strong.
You know, I'm old enough where I saw that movie in the theater. Have I told you the story about coming out of the Showcase Cinemas in East Hartford, Connecticut?
Remind me.
After watching the Blues Brothers, Rob, it was unreal. That people were, it was like a free for all. It was like a demolition derby. People were roaring out of that shopping center.
That's
after
great.
A while. Because the car scene is so, there's so much of that that people got behind the wheel of the car and you were so motivated. I was laughing my ass off. I said, look at the way people are driving because people are going,
and there's an amazing
all kids,
car chase.
By the way, all high school kids doing
there's
it,
also you know? An amazing car chase at the close of the movie through the real streets of Chicago.
That's the reason.
And so,
they,
I mean,
they get into the parking lot, everybody's
chases,
going out of their mind. By the way, you know, I mean, racing, rural America, ladies and gentlemen, if I get a little window into what rural America, if you grew up in the suburbs, close to a city, you might not have experienced this. I certainly did. And up here in Maine, my next door neighbor, Seb, is a great one for this. And we're walking across the street yesterday with my wife, and I look, oh, look at that. Those are SCs. And she said, what? I said, those are Seb circles. Because Seb takes his little Camaro, 1990 Camaro out there, and you hear, and the smoke comes up. And I'm a neighbor that happens to not frown on that behavior. At 60 years old, I think I'm an exception to the rule. So
is Seb
it's fun.
Short for Sebastian? It's not a common name.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Seb,
all right.
Good guy. And it's, wonderfully childlike personality.
I like that.
He likes to have fun. Sure. And you just hear this. Like that, and then he tears down the street, and then he comes back like 2 minutes later with the car kind of going, okay, I got that out of my system. And it's almost like the car is saying that because the car's
yeah.
going, whoa, 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 whoa. back into the driveway. So
that's
I like that.
Great.
But back in the day, you know, Joey and I, Joey Pasker and I, we would be on Route 2 and we'd flip a coin for who got to go in the lane with oncoming traffic and who got in the right. And we'd roll up Route 2 at like 89, 90 miles an hour.
What people don't understand,
that, I don't know.
What people don't understand is back then that was safe. It's not as safe now. So don't do it now.
Exactly.
Also, as I was explained by my Uncle Dick, who was my great uncle, my dad's uncle, he said, of course we drank a lot of beer then. Drunk driving wasn't frowned upon as much.
yeah, fantastic. Hey, we have a main call
good,
on the Yak Shack. Let's
hey,
listen.
This is Bobby with 3 B's calling from over here in Southwest Harbor.
Southwest.
In case
okay.
any other Bobby's call from Southwest Harbor. Hey. We took the time to find a never-used landline handset. Does it show? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello, Breaker. Hey, my wife and I were just talking about the last episode we listened to where you lambasted people dropping off their wives at the door of Walmart.
Yeah.
And we're having some tequila to celebrate something, and, well, my wife would blush if I said what, but it was quite spectacular. And, Mike, it's called the Princess Drop-Off.
Ooh.
And I'm one of the people you see letting my wife off at the door of the Ellsworth Walmart. Half of the answer to why, for us anyway, is that I love to pamper her and make her feel, you know,
great
loved
call.
And thought of and all that money.
Great.
And if she's willing to go into that hellhole of geriatric entitlement that is the Ellsworth Walmart, then I figure she deserves to, you know, start out fresh, you know, going in through the door. And the other half is that if I'm going to sit out in the parking lot while she elbows holes and Floridian octogenarians out of the way, well, the least I can do is drop her off before I park way over to the side and put on a TMOS podcast.
Oh, there you go.
I'm always waiting there in the car with my little one, too, and don't want you to resent that I drop my missus off before parking. So give me a wave sometime, okay? I'm in a blue minivan.
Of course you are.
And the Vulcan hand sign is on the back. Hope we can come to some reconciliation. I respect you fellas so much. And, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Live long and prosper. Over.
Oh, that's great.
Very
you
cool.
know what? That's a good call.
Very
I
cool.
like that call. I, as another one, I don't get too deep into them, but I love that. I got another call from Maine. Maine representing on the Yak
Shack. The entire Northeast, it seems.
Is the same guy?
Sometimes really late at night.
Is that the same guy?
When my thoughts get swirling around here in Hancock County.
Nope.
I wonder if maybe it shouldn't be called the Hunyak Shack. Hunyak Shack. By the way, Rennie says a pickle barrel full of off-brand flip-flops for 11 cents a pair.
People in Maine are funny.
You guys should get right over there. Support the local economy. Tonight.
Thank you. All right.
What is Rennie over?
I like
what is
that tonight.
Rennie's is local. It's like a local Maine department store.
Okay.
Like a pickle barrel,
like
full
a roses,
flip-flops.
Like yeah. a sort of a second tier yeah. department store.
Yeah. I just love. You know what? File this under calls you would not get on another radio show.
Yeah, you're
Thank
right.
Thank you very much. Pickle barrel flip flops at Rennie's. Rennie's is kind of a cool, very Maine centric
really?
Department store where they have everything from. Like souvenirs to Carhartt work clothing
Ooh.
For the working
Love
people.
Love the Carhartt brand.
To Legos for my son. Little overpriced. Now, one of the things I asked for last week on the Yak Shack was jokes.
That's right.
And I will tell you, as I went through, as Rob said, the world record for yaks this week.
Right.
We got more than we've ever gotten before. You know. I regretted that decision.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. But, you know, some of my just I did not screen these based on the quality of the joke. I just tired of the jokes towards the end of my screening.
Understood.
So who knows whether this is a good or a bad joke, but it says joke. And this is our first one.
Mike, I saw that you saw a moose for the first time. That's great. It reminded me of a joke. God damn it. I'm outed. Never mind. I'm ejecting. Abort.
What?
Okay. That's
maybe
funny.
I think he tries again.
I hope so.
He called back.
Hey, three blondes were in the woods, and they came across some tracks. And one blonde said they were deer tracks, and the other one said they were elk tracks. And the third one said, no way, they're moose tracks. And they stood there and freaking argued about it until the train hit them. That's a joke from North Idaho.
Okay, thank you. North Idaho. Very nice. No laughs. Rob's silent.
No, you know that is really, that's the same punchline to the Three Canadian Hunters joke.
Three Canadian Hunters.
So what this guy has done is he's ripped off Rich Little.
Ooh.
Okay, fantastic. I have an unscreened joke.
Oh.
So I don't know why I wrote that, but let's listen.
Thank you for giving me the perfect venue for telling my dad's favorite joke anonymously.
So as not to
embarrass myself.
What?
The joke is called Would I? And it goes like this. A guy loses his eye in a tragic accident, and he can't afford a glass eye, so he opts for the cheaper Would I? He is very self-conscious and not going on dates. So his friend says, I'm having a party and inviting a girl that has a prosthetic leg. If you connect with her and you think you'd like to go out with her, ask her out. So at the party, they're getting along swimmingly, and he says to her, would you like to go out with me this weekend? And she says, would I? And then he said, well, f*** you, peg leg. Thanks, gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed.
Okay, I mean, not bad.
Hope you enjoyed, Maddie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tell everyone I said hi.
Thank you very much. Tell everyone I said. All right, we gotta take a break. Wow, this is interesting.
Uncensored.
Well, guess there are more jokes coming on the Yak Check.
We're not gonna get
anywhere near all of them. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. See, that actually took some life out of me, but that's okay. We'll do it and have more for you when we come back on the Michael Mary Show.
Hello, listeners. This is Alan
Vegas, Mike.
And I'm here to help you prepare for your trip to TMOS Live in November. Today, we'll learn about Nevada's official state symbol. The official state insect of Nevada is the vivid dancer damselfly.
It's Alan.
This species of damselfly is easily identified by its bold blue body and black striping on its tail. If you want to look like a fly damsel at TMOS Live, wear something sparkly and a fancy hat. And don't forget to buy your tickets.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. Where's Alan from, Rob Spiewak?
Alan is from Vegas.
Oh, a Vegas guy.
So we will see him there. That's Alan. Alan Gigax is his name.
We will acknowledge you at our spectacular weekend. This segment of the program brought to you by what I've almost finished on the show today. Ooh. Liquid IV. That's my Liquid IV. And by the way, I think it's a sample flavor. They sent me this flavor. Blueberry lavender, which I'm enjoying
just
today.
Just got that yesterday.
I did
which
too.
Is just
do you love
delish.
It? Oh, yeah.
I love all their flavors, and they're shades of difference.
Have you tried the sleep aid that they throw in?
No, I have not tried that.
Oh,
and
it
works. I knocked out 8.5 hours last night, so I am not in need of that, but you know, when the time comes, I might take that when I'm having a night, you know what I mean? Because when I have a couple of cocktails, you know, that would be great. And then I wake up in the morning like, he's dead. Anyway, Liquid IV, they don't want to hear that.
Prep the real is
the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. I love it. You're going to love it too. Now that the warm weather is here, you'll be outside all the time. And, you know, they tell you to put it in, I think, 12 ounces of water. I double that up. I actually can put it in 30 ounces of water. And it's absolutely fantastic. It's so tasty. And it does multiply the hydration. So if you are in need of serious hydration, like exercising, or you have a night the night before, you put the Liquid IV in and it triples your water
Mike,
intake, which is really terrific.
I got on the bike for the very first time in a long time, and I put the Liquid IV in my Camelback that I has on my backpack full of water and Liquid IV.
And does that have a little straw going in your mouth or something like that?
Exactly that.
I'll tell you, in the temperatures we have, not only a good idea for Oscar to have that when you're doing exercise, especially on a bike, but the idea of doing it with Liquid IV, I think it just, not only is the flavor fantastic, but it helps you hydrate. I love it. I know you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com. You can get them at Costco as well. Costco's nationwide have Liquid IV, but you can go to our website. Our listeners get 25% at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's Liquid IV, promo code TMOS. It's liquidiv.com. Start hydrating properly today. We thank them. Love, love, love that content.
Great product.
I love that. It's really, really good stuff, and I love the product, and Thank you. Thank you again. Liquid IV. I'm really excited they're still with us, Oscar. I really
absolutely. Hope
it's a Harry style long-term relationship. Oh, yeah. That would be awesome. Okay. We're moving on. The unscreened joke was okay. More jokes. It says it right here. Let's listen as you listen to the TMOS Gak Jack. Got time for a few more.
Hey, this is Joe Dye. Guy's on his deathbed. His wife's sitting next to him in the chair. It's all somber. And he says, honey, there's something I've got to tell you. And she said, no, that's okay, honey. He goes, no, baby, there's something I got to confess. There's something I have to confess to you. And she goes, no, honey, it's okay. You don't have to confess anything. He says, yes, honey, I have to confess. I slept with your sister and your mother. And she says, shit's okay, baby. That's why I poisoned you.
Rob got it. Got Rob Spiewak.
Oh, yeah.
It got Rob Spiewak.
Close to home there.
Yeah. Let's take another one.
Actually, it didn't. Have
the poison.
Yeah, but not the sex.
No, no. Get that.
All right, we have a request on the X, Jack.
Oh, good.
Let's listen.
Hey, guys. This is Joe Lodi, Jodi, as Rob calls me.
Same guy.
Could you please say flexibility like Tom Brokaw? Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Hi, Tom Brokaw, NBC News, reminding you to stretch before you're exercising so you can increase your flexibility. Your flexibility. That's Lodi. A laugh for you, a laugh for me. Thank you very much. Time for the Texas lady. Remember the Texas
yes,
lady?
Yes, of course. Hey,
Texas lady.
Hey, this is Shayna from Texas and Austin, because Central Texas. But I've experienced something today that Mike has talked about on the show before, and that is people who are in such a hurry that no man can stand in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And we were walking into a pizza place and these people just, I mean, it was almost like they started jogging to get into the pizza place to grab a table and then order their pizza. And it was just their aura, like their, everything about them was just, it was terrible.
I hear you.
And all I could think about was how Mike Tepp talked about this before, and I've really never experienced it. And guess what? I was also in a hurry. I had just come from Mass, and my child was hungry. But these people, nothing.
Good Catholic
nothing
girl.
Nothing could yes. stand in their way. I also, very, very unrelated, want to tell Rob that if you haven't watched this documentary called The Perfect Bid, it's about The Price is Right. I feel like you would appreciate it, and Mike, you would probably appreciate it too. It's not very long. It's on Netflix. Y'all should check all that right. out if you haven't already. And Oscar sucks. Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, there are people that the fastest they will ever move in their entire day will be going into a
Why
restaurant.
Why does that lady hate me?
She ignored you completely, didn't she?
She said, and Oscar sucks. Have a great day. Bye.
Did she say Oscar sucks? I didn't even hear that.
Wow. Oh my.
See, you heard it and I didn't even hear it. That's terrible.
I've seen that documentary, though. You should watch it, Oscar.
I've seen it.
Yes. Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Very, very good.
I've got
Let's take a call from a car. You want to take a call from a car?
Be strong.
Yes. Be strong. How's your eye?
Oh, it feels much better today, Mike. Thank you.
You don't suck. Let's take a call from a car.
That's nice.
Calling from my car. What? I mean,
Okay, sorry, that didn't work out too well.
But you know what?
Can't edit them; they're too fun.
That guy likes Oscar, though. That's nice. That's
cool.
Applause.
That was cool.
let's take an Illinois caller, shall we?
Hey guys, this is Eric from Illinois calling. I just want to give a message to the guy that called last week on the Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Said that the first responders were to blame for running into that, to the mess and getting the illnesses. Hey, have the nads to reveal your identity, you hump. Seriously, what the hell is wrong with you?
That's true. I agree with him.
Go f*** yourself.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, boys. Perhaps for the bonus show, but, let's get a palate cleanser on that. By the way, I agree with you, sir, and a lot of calls about that particular caller
of course.
On the Yak Shack. Let's clean our palate with a famous musician that called on the Yak Shack.
Oh, I love this.
We don't get
this.
celebrity calls, guests. But this is exciting.
This is Nils Lofgren, and I just want to say I think the guy that ripped off my June Ree jingle is a goddamn genius. All right.
Thank you, Nils.
That's so nice that he took the time. I think he's actually touring this summer, so he's very busy, but he took the time. And he loves Oscar.
Unfortunately, that's all for now. We have to take one last call from our favorite drunk, the drunk of the week on the TMOS Yak Jack before we break. Let's listen.
Hey, Mike, this is Rob from Martinez. And I'm just sitting here thinking about this video that I watched. It was a baby cow and his mom, and they were just looking at the cow, and it was really cute looking. So I was like, how old? Wait, people eat veal? No, I can't eat veal. How old do cows live for their whole life?
Yes.
What's their life expectancy? So my wife goes on her phone, and she's looking it up, and she's having trouble. First, she's using voice text through Siri. Mike, you know what I mean. It's the worst.
Sure, I understand.
And she's having trouble finding the life expectancy. And then she's able to find how long they live.
Good if for they're you. Actually, I'm happy if, for you. Yeah.
If they're not if they're slaughtered, it's normal age is 2 years, right?
In the background. He's driving
too. So then I'm like, wait, it's big cattle, Mike. It's big cattle. They're not. Hold on, I lost my train of thought.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
And he's gone.
You know what was great? The initial phrase he used, I was wondering how old they live their entire life.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we didn't get to all of them. There were a ton this week, and we'll keep them handy. I might pop a few on the bonus show. You never know. Back in the hopper. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. News you may not need coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. This is Mike O'Mara.
Hey, it's
when
you.
When it became obvious that the United States was facing a different time, I, like many Americans, felt like I needed an outlet for my frustration. A place where I could express myself openly without the burden of censorship for a divided audience. I also knew I needed someone to work with who would provide me with insights and the knowledge of a seasoned political journalist. An individual with an insider's grasp of the political world we live in. Well, the outlet is called Political Persuasions. And the seasoned insider is Mr. Chris Freitz. We host a weekly discussion of all things political that is lively, funny, informative, and sometimes controversial. Join us every week at politicalpersuasions.com and get a different perspective on a moment in history unlike any other. Wow, pretty heavy duty there.
It is.
Huh? I like
good
that.
Good sell.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Pony Boy.
Yay!
Hooray!
There it is. Yes, it's Matthew David Bloom's 36th birthday. So, how about a poem?
I love it. Ooh. Yes, please.
There once was a boy named Bloom who spent every day in his room doing things most obscene with an Asian figurine while waiting to enter his tomb. There you go. What a fun limerick. Happy birthday, Pony. You never fail to find new ways to disappoint us. Surprise us. So wonderfully surprising, like the Mike O'Mara bonus show. The TMOS bonus show has a pleasant yet unexpected wrinkle around every turn. But you have to subscribe to be a part of the fun. Just click the banner on our website and you'll get access to all of our bonus content and you'll be helping TMOS. Remember, the bonus show is your passport to the assport.
Yeah!
Probably right here. So please buy the TMOS bonus show and happy birthday, Pony. I hope you get f***ed in a windmill twice.
Oh my God.
The TMOS bonus show. Rob wrote it. I read it. Sometimes I read them, sometimes
Mike,
I don't.
You need to watch the show The Bachelor. Because this week, the guy said, I can't be your bachelor if you have sex with anyone else.
Yes.
Well, The Bachelorette countered that she had been in a windmill twice.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Boy, that's it. And for Pony's birthday today, we're making him do 3,000 edits on the show. The TMOS bonus show is brought to you by Country Time Lemonade. Tastes like good old-fashioned lemonade. Manufactured by Kraft Foods Group Incorporated. Now, without further ado,
news.
And then to the windmill.
To the windmill we go. There we go. The nominees for this year's Emmys are out.
Agree. I agree.
Won't be watching. No need.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that supposedly terrible final season of Game of Thrones that everybody was complaining about, where it was a bunch of war videos. Yeah. Overall, when you're looking at it, we all watched it, but we're all kind of disappointed in a way. It leads the way with a record 32 nominations.
Whoa. Hooray!
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Chernobyl, and Saturday Night Live also did well.
Of course.
Sorry, TV. You're not cutting it. There's too much good stuff out there that you didn't recognize. Fox will air the Primetime Emmy Awards live on September 22nd. I may watch it if I am home, but I hope I have something else planned.
You know who else got a lot of nods for no good reason? This Is Us. It was a horrible, unwatchable season.
And that's canceled. Rob saying that, Rob's favorite show.
I loved it.
For a long time.
Yeah, doppelgangers on it.
That's right.
Just a
Chrissy
Metz. Yeah, I think, by the way, the people that are talking about the BBC content and sending me, I watched Fleabag. I might be too much of a prude to enjoy Fleabag. I might be too much of a...
Isn't it about your Airbnb from Canada?
Oh, we never got to Airbnbs.
We can talk about
maybe tomorrow, Oscar. Maybe finally we can get to Airbnbs. When you start, when your pilot, your first episode of your first season has it up the, I'm like, okay.
I've seen Fleabag.
Yeah. What do you think?
If you can get past...
Is it always gross?
Yeah,
is it always gross?
She's
a pig.
She's the worst, right?
Yeah.
If you can get past the priest and her, you'll get to that eventually.
Oh, God.
Then
sounds like he's invested.
There's a lot on, Mike. Sometimes you just got to watch it.
Is the priest involved with the
She has a tryst with a priest.
Well, that's not right.
Yes.
You know what? That's probably a bad choice on somebody's part.
It's just sometimes they hit you. They hit you over the head with it. I don't know. We'll
spoiler
see.
Spoiler alert.
I let me just say, I could go back and visit it again.
She is funny.
Same.
It's like if Maisel wasn't, how do I put it? If Maisel was a woman of ill repute.
It kind of grosses me out. That's all I want to say
about
it. A lax
moral policy on Miss Maisel? Yeah.
Yes. You don't get any more lax, from... But anyway. Time Magazine came out with its annual list of the 25 most influential people on the internet. Not surprisingly, Donald Trump and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are on it.
Yes.
At the moment, their tweets are basically dominating the U.S. news cycle. Here are some of the other familiar names on the list. I won't give you the 25. I'll give you the top five.
Okay.
Number one, Old Town Road. Rapper Lil Nas.
Okay.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Sure. Lil Nas. Yes.
Yeah.
Lil Nas. Number two, Korean boy band BTS.
I've heard of them.
Oh, yeah. Anyone? Also known for Behind the Scenes. A lot of people follow them thinking they're finding something else.
Behind the Scenes. That's like that Fleabag show.
Yeah, at the beginning. Number three, Ariana Grande. Number four, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And number five, she loves her Uggs. She loves her wonderful Swisher Sweet Uggs. At number five on the list, Cardi B.
Oh, it's my girl.
Cardi B.
Do
you have it?
I do. Hold on.
There she is. Right.
Swisher Sweet Uggs. What's popping?
There she is. Thank you, Cardi.
Hello.
Don't ask Leonardo DiCaprio if Jack could have fit on that door with Rose at the end of Titanic.
Ooh.
I don't know where this came from, because he doesn't want to talk about it. It came up during a cast interview for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I'm excited about. And even Brad Pitt got into the action, saying, quote, "Could you have squeezed in there?" so he wouldn't have frozen to death? Is that what it is? You could have, couldn't you? And Leo gave him a quick no comment. Then Margot Robbie asked him if he brought up the idea of making the door smaller while they were filming. They're busting his chops. This movie, I hope this movie's good.
Yeah.
I really do. He replied, quote, "Like I said, I have no comment." I don't know what tone he delivered it in, but I'd love to see that. Because obviously, if they're doing that kind of ball busting, got along really well.
Yeah.
And I'd really love to see that.
I bet he's heard that question for a long time.
That's probably the running joke.
That's
so funny.
And maybe this is a common, fact from that film.
Yeah.
That James Cameron drew the nude lady?
Yeah.
I did not know that until like 3 weeks ago.
I did not know that. So he's the... So you mean when she's lying on the couch...
Well, she's in a car, isn't she?
When Kate Winslet is lying on the couch, what's that?
Isn't she in a car when he draws her?
No, they do it. The Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet do it in the car. They bone in the car. But if she's lying, they bone. They bone in the car. But she's lying on the couch. So he's looking at her naked while they're... That's James
Cameron. Wow.
He's drawing that.
That kind of screams Me Too.
Yeah. It kind of screams creepy. A woman named... A woman named Monica Davila from Cypress, Texas, was with her family at a state park on Monday. They'd gotten together because Monica's husband's grandma just passed, and the trip to the park was in her honor. When they all posed for a picture, a woman snuck in and photobombed them by flashing her boobs.
Ooh.
When Monica started going through the photos and saw the woman, she was outraged. Oh, everybody's outraged nowadays. She says, you see the woman's, quote, boob, nipple, and everything. I can testify you do. I'm sorry. It was funny.
Yes.
We're trying to recreate memories. Having some chick's boob isn't allowing us to do that. Look, you're photobombed. It's somebody that's at a park.
And they don't know it when you're taking the picture? Retake it.
Yeah, here's what she's doing. She's spreading the photo around to try to identify the woman. Yeah. And she wants to turn the woman over to the cops. Don't think that's going to work.
You know what was really weird is if you zoom in on the picture, James Cameron is drawing the woman.
And the woman was, it was interesting. Let me just say
that's
that.
Fine.
It was an interesting picture. Would you rather take on a bunch of short trips or that only last a few nights or one really long road trip? So would you like a bunch of shorties or a long one? According to a new survey, 90% of people say they'd rather take a bunch of short trips rather than one long one. What say you?
I would rather take a long trip.
A long, big long trip?
Yeah.
4 days. I have a vacation coming up a week of shows, right?
Right.
And it's weird and maybe it's because we do this for a living.
Yeah.
But to go away for that long.
Yeah, but take that out of it. If you had to choose between a couple of overnights or like a week in one place, which would you rather
have? If I could take my entire family, I would go for a longer period of time.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's
nice. I like to get the show done and then go on the shorty. I just came back from a short one to Montreal, and even though it was a lot of driving, more than maybe I should have done, I don't mind the short trip. I dig it. Mm-hmm. The survey found that the top three reasons for this, less stressful to plan, cheaper, and let people travel more often. The survey also found, I think people also like driving close to their homes, so I think that might have something to do with it. Survey also found 75% of people say they'd rather take a quick vacation than have quick sex. Seems like kind of weird they threw this in there, but they did.
It was a survey taken by James Cameron.
There it is. As he was drawing Kate Winslet on a sofa.
On set.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something. There's a 49-year-old guy. His name is Roger Bridenolf, Bridenolf, from Springdale, Arkansas. And on Sunday afternoon, he stole a box of bagel bites from the freezer at a dollar store. The manager chased him outside, and Roger assaulted the manager by whacking him on the head with the box of bagel bites. Whacking him on the head with the box of bagel bites. It's a tongue twister. Whacking him on the head with a box of bagel bites. Then he ran off to hide in a Wendy's nearby, wound up slapping a woman while he was in there.
Oh,
he was arrested for the robbery, assault, resisting arrest, public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and failure to recognize that a bag of bagel bites isn't worth stealing. Thank you very much. There it is. Yeah, that is a nasty snack food, that always appears to be frozen too long.
Yeah, and you know what else? Dollar store bagel bites.
Yeah, in a Dollar pinch, Tree. Though. Sorry, I got it wrong. Dollar Tree. Oh. Thank you very much.
In a pinch.
Yeah.
Family Dollar, Jewish round food.
You can forget that they're terrible for you.
If you come home, and you sound like one of our Yak Shack callers, you can probably knock back 20.
Sure.
It's fantastic. You got a good audio vault for us?
Sensational.
That's awesome. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, Jesus. American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello. The queen of cheese.
Yeah,
only
she is.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
She is. It's going on a great trip.
Yeah, she
Ireland
is.
And Sicily. That is a, I was telling somebody about that the other day. That is just a cool thing with her family and one half Irish, one half Italian. Very, very cool. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Maybe the reason you put things off is that you hate yourself. Is Maddie coming to Las Vegas, by the way?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Maddie Masiello will be in Las Vegas. That is a must because there's no other conceivable reason that you haven't yet purchased your tickets for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. It's on Saturday, November 16th, 2019. Where do we stand now? Where do we stand on the... we'll get a live update right now for our ticket sales. It's going to sell out. Then you're going to have to do without. If you're a last-minuter, you're in trouble. Why do you crave that misery?
Yeah, why?
Give self-loathing? Boo. Boo for you. Boo, boo. Boo for you. Let's fix that.
There are 47 tickets left.
47 tickets left, ladies and gentlemen.
Not many, folks.
That's less than 50. Buy your tickets for Saturday. They're going slow, but they're going. And so be aware of that. They're on sale right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Only until they sell out. 47 left. This will sell out. Plus, a sellout will bring back the Dick Queasy t-shirts. Oh!
What?
Snap!
Oh, my.
Oh,
that's
snap.
Right.
Snap.
There you go. And by the way, not just the ones that are up in my little area. We had a discussion after the show.
Yeah.
That's right. Sell out the second show. The Dick Queasy shirts come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
what?
We'll unleash the chowder.
The chowder. That's right. Slightly different look to them, too. The Queasies. And by the way, Dick Queasy will have to come in maybe sometime this week with a promo.
I hope so. Yes.
Yeah. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular brought to you by Zappos. Don't blow this because, quite frankly, that self-hatred isn't worth it. So fix it. Thank you very
much.
Open
please.
Up the audio volume. Here's Rob. Thank you, Rob.
Mike, what have I told you? I don't like parrots, right?
I thought you didn't like bats.
Bats I don't like, but I don't like parrots because they live a long time. And
yes,
I don't like
do.
The fact that they can ape human speech. I don't think that's appropriate. So
right.
They make me nervous. Now, having said that... My kids aged out of Baby Shark, but I know there's a lot of kids out there that are addicted
still
to this
hot.
Song. Very hot, and it's driving parents crazy because it's very annoying. So you bring together a perfect storm of annoyance, Mike. I bring you the parrot that sings Baby Shark.
Amazing creatures.
I'd put that thing in a microwave so fast.
Stop!
How dare you?
It's animal cruelty. How long do they live?
Normal. Parrots can live to 70 or 80 years old.
Unbelievable.
Like the big pirate parrots.
Gotta
they
put
have
them
on
in
their
your
shoulder.
Will.
Yeah, you have
the
to.
Big pirate parrots.
You know big pirate parrots, Mike.
I understand.
Like
yes,
you see in a Johnny Depp movie. Happy birthday, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, my. There he is.
He's 66.
Yep. Yep.
Yes, and also, Mike just said my favorite thing. When being drunk and eating a cheeseburger and being yelled at by his daughter does a perfect combination of yes and no at the same time by
right.
saying, meop.
Yep. 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 The Hoff.
The Hoff.
Yeah.
Really, should he still be in the public purview?
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask the German people who
they love
continue
him.
To
also,
buy
what harm
his
is
albums.
He doing?
He's not doing, you know, he's making a living. We can't begrudge him that.
Yeah,
look what we're doing.
That's true.
People might say the same thing about him. What the hell is he still talking for? Come on.
He had a talking car.
Come on now. Yeah. Oh, that's right. He was in that movie, that TV show.
Yes, Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Yes.
With William Peterson.
William,
no,
William
no,
Daniels.
William Daniels was the car.
John Adams.
That's right.
Sit out, John. Sit down, John.
Oh, by the way, I have a new political impression that I would
good.
Love to debut for you.
Please.
Ask me if, as the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, if I think that Donald Trump made a racist statement.
Senator McConnell, did the president make a racist statement?
Well, the president is not a racist.
I got to work on it. I got to work on it.
Getting close.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did Kit.
Yeah.
I
didn't know. This is the first time I ever heard it.
Well, it's based on a musical from 1972, but yeah, he does the voice.
But the voice is spot on.
Yeah.
David, do not eat that cheeseburger.
Now.
Don't eat that cheeseburger. Don't eat that. That's going to make you drunk. Or maybe you were drunk before you ordered it.
Thank you. Thank
Love
you very
it.
Much.
Sit
I'm
down, glad
John.
You. I'm glad. Sit down, John.
President's not a racist, by the way. President's not a racist.
John, why are you talking like a car?
I'm sorry, like Mitch McConnell. There you go. My Asian wife, I refer to her as the transportation secretary. The transportation secretary came to the country legally.
David, make sure he shuts up. Shut him up, David. Shut him up, David.
Thank you.
That's really. I just watched 1776.
Ah, yes. Sit down, John. Is anybody there?
All right,
one more thing just for me, because he always says Congress. So
Congress shall make no law.
All right.
So, thank you very much. Yeah.
They finally in Los Angeles have opened up the world's first cannabis-based Highline restaurant.
Ooh.
A lot up around here. Stuff going
cash
on.
Crop, the cash crop,
Mike. The food has cannabis cooked into it. There's a smoking room and everything, but there's only one problem.
We've learned how to mitigate and work with the neighborhood and create a safe environment with the community.
We are up for the challenge of kind of introducing this whole new way of interacting with food and smoking cannabis in a space.
Can you stop that for a second? Does he sound like a pothead?
Well,
or
of course
what?
He is. He's the owner of the Lowell Farms Cannabis Restaurant of Los Angeles.
They're coming home. Chicken's coming home to roost, everybody. Yes, sir.
But here's the thing. You want to know how much of a changing world we live in? They have legal pot in the food. They have legal areas to smoke pot. They could not secure an alcohol license. So they can't sell beer.
They can't merge
the
worlds.
They don't care.
No, they
don't. They don't care about that. They hate beer. They hate alcohol.
And also, the James Bond, amazingly, the James Bond series of movies continues on, and it changes for the times. We close with this. A new rule on the set of the new Bond film.
On the set of the new Bond movie, the phrase Bond girls is now forbidden. From now on, they are to be addressed as Bond women. This is an important step forward, okay? Though it is unfortunate that her character is still named Hooters Gazonga.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Hooters.
I remember a lady with the last name of Galore from the Bond movies. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, 47 tickets left for our live show in Las Vegas. Buy those. Get our bonus show. Support the show any way you can. We would appreciate it. Most importantly, spread the word about TMOS to your friends and family members. If you're aware that there's somebody out there that you might have lost touch with that might love the show, let him know.
Yes.
We would love that. Hey, Apple, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, you will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la.
What are they like anyway? They look pretty good. Are they real? Are they built for speed or for comfort? What do you do with them? Motorboat? You play the motorboat? You motorboat son of a bitch, you old sailor, you. Where is she? She's still in the house? What is wrong with you?
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Hey, John!